Team Ketchikan Captain Charlie Starr rang the finish line bell at Thomas Basin Boat Harbor, marking the end of their nearly two-week adventure. The first leg of the 750-mile Race to Alaska started in Port Townsend, Washington on June 23rd. Teams that made it the approximately 40 miles to Victoria, British Columbia, then restarted on June 26th for the long haul to Ketchikan. Star and crew Mike Ferrari and Tom Logan are the 14th team to arrive in Ketchikan. They sailed home in Kermit, a little green Santa Cruz 27. Well, they sailed as much as they could. There was not much wind for Team Ketchikan, and they even had to row across the finish line with the strains of the Ride of the Valkyries playing from the boat deck. The crew members tied up to the dock and were immediately handed beers. They looked tired and relieved to be home. Logan says he's happy he did it, but this is probably his last race to Alaska. The biggest challenge, he says, was the lack of wind.
It's like Groundhog Day every day, you know. You think you see the same island over and over and over again. It just doesn't go away. We never planned for this little bit of wind. We planned for a lot more wind, like last year's race.
You know, I was tracking you guys pretty much the whole way, and every now and then I'd be like, did they go anywhere? So did you have the same thought?
Oh, we were going backwards several times. Yeah, we had that thought over and over again. All we wanted was off the boat for after a while. This boat is really fast with wind. Without wind, it's creeps.
Logan says the best part of the trip was the first leg to Victoria when Team Ketchikan beat catamarans and trimarans.
But we did get passed by a rowboat. So that was kind of embarrassing.
Captain Charlie Starr says the most difficult part for him was the near constant sitting.
You can't really stand up in the boat much. You're sitting all the time.
Like Logan, Starr wasn't sure about another race to Alaska. He's not had personal experience giving birth.
But I understand, you know, that when a woman has a child, if they remembered what it was like, they wouldn't do it again. But you wait a couple of months, and you get that little amnesia setting in. So I think this might be like, ask me in a couple of months, and we'll see. Right now, nah, I don't think so.
Starr says some course decisions early on ended up adding days to Team Ketchikan's journey.
They'd gone a different way, so we didn't get stuck in the doldrums. I think we could have been here with Salish Express.
Salish Express was in several days earlier. Ketchikan resident and veteran sailor Mac Dahl was one of the crew members and said in an interview at KRBD that while the boat he was in is comparable to Team Ketchikan's, the wind was in his team's favor almost the whole way.
Incredible amounts of wind. 35 knots on the stern, big, heavy seas, huge seas, and the boat just handled it marvelously. We piloted it well. You know, we were reaching speeds of upwards of 16, 15 knots.
Dahl says a challenging segment for Team Salish was just past Seymour Narrows in what's referred to as the washing machine.
The description was, it was like riding a bear in a rodeo, in a typhoon, in a dark closet.
Dahl says it was a two-hour fight, leaping over churning ocean water and whirlpools, but they made it through with no injuries to the crew or the boat. He says the experience has been a big confidence booster.
I got through it, and there wasn't any point where we were, like, scared about, you know, losing the boat or dying or something like that. There wasn't a point where I was miserable, I was too cold or too miserable, or... I felt good the entire time. Overall, this was a really excellent experience, and it's something I'm going to do as many times as I can.
Back on the dock at Thomas Basin, Team Ketchikan's Ferrari says he too would be willing to race to Alaska again.
Now that you know the areas and the things, like, you kind of ask yourself, what would you do differently? So you could make changes and do better at things you did wrong.
A good attitude no matter what challenge you decide to take on. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.